Hello, listeners. I'm Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church here in the Capital District, and I'm your pastor for the day. Let's take a quick look at a portion of God's Word. In John chapter 15, Jesus introduces a fantastic metaphor to describe his relationship with believers, our relationship with the Lord, how we are to abide in him and bear much fruit. This is what we read in John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. "I am the true vine," Jesus says, "and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it might bear more fruit." That's from the ESV, John 15. Let's give that some thought. If we, living a Christian life, are fruitful, we're living a godly life, we're witnessing, we're loving others as we should, doing all the things that a fruitful Christian might do, we do well to remember that even then, when things are going well, the Father will prune us. Yes, the fruitful branch is pruned. Clip, clip, snip, snip. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? But Jesus says very plainly, he does it that we might bear more fruit. The pruning hand of our Father is for our good, for our greater fruitfulness, and for his glory. We were talking about this at our church the other day, and we asked, how are we pruned? How is a Christian pruned to become more fruitful? Well, certainly afflictions play a part of that, don't they? Are circumstances a difficult or hard providence, a turn in the road that was unexpected, might change us, might challenge us, might stop us in doing one thing and force us to do something else? Our afflictions are for our good. Think of the psalmist, that long Psalm 119, which is about God's word and how important it is to us, has a couple of comments that are very interesting in this regard. Psalm 119, verse 67. "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word." In verse 71, "It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes." My friends, the Christian becomes more fruitful, more faithful to the Lord, more joyful in the Lord through afflictions. Yes, through the gentle pruning hand of our God. There is another way that the Lord prunes his people to make us more fruitful. Charles Spurgeon puts it this way: "Purging is sometimes wrought by the word. We shall, by the word, be made more gracious and more useful. The Lord, who has made us, in a measure, fruit-bearing, will operate upon us until we reach a far higher degree of fertility. Is not this a great joy? The Lord makes us more fruitful through instructing us in God's word. When you're reading something and it pricks your heart, that's the hand, the pruning hand of our God. When a scripture comes to mind and it guides us and helps us to move more swiftly in the path of obedience, that too is the hand of our God. Spurgeon further says this: "Truly, there is more comfort in a promise of fruitfulness than if we had been promised riches or health or honor." That's amazing. My friends, Jesus told us about the vine and the branches. He encouraged us to abide in him. Apart from him, we can do nothing. But even when things are going well and we're fruitful, the Lord is still at work. Well, I hope these things are an encouragement to you today to persevere, to look for the hand of God at work in your life. Encourage someone else with the truth of God's word today. Well, this is Pastor Dave Bissett, Clifton Park Community Church. May the Lord bless you and keep you today. Take care.